The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to say good morning to John Fardy because it's time for this week's Boxed, presenter of Screen Time. John, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well and enjoying Slow Horses.
Yeah, now I was kind of late to this. I only started it about 4 weeks ago and I have barreled through it at a serious clip, which I know you have as well. Slow Horses is a series of kind of spy novels by a man called Mick Herron. And Slow Horses is kind of another way of describing a place called Slough House. And anything in the UK referencing Slough tends not to be very good. You may remember the John Betjeman poem, Come, O You Friendly Bombs, and Drop on Slough. And this Slough House is where MI5 operatives who have messed up in some fashion, maybe they missed a security breach or something, and they've been sent there to do menial tasks, mostly involving paperwork and administration of some kind. So you have these misfits in charge or headed by Gary Oldman. And this is a bold statement because he's been in some brilliant movies and had some brilliant roles. But in the, I would say the role that's going to define his career, and I realize that's a bold statement, but he plays their boss, Jackson Lamb. Now, I've described to you before characters in TV shows and movies who are world weary, but I don't think I've ever come across a character quite as world weary as Jackson Lamb.
Part of the reason I didn't get to this sooner myself was I did look at episode one, series one, and it was also grungy. There was an exciting opening sequence, and then it was also grungy in Slough. You meet Gary Oldman's character, throws his feet up on the desk, and there's a hole in his sock. You know, it's that kind of, and I thought, do I really want to watch this grunge? And I'm kind of delighted I didn't then, because I'm enjoying it so much now.
Yeah, and you see, the thing is, obviously a big selling point of it is him and his world weariness and just how clever he is as well, but how, you know, disaffected he is with the world and the job he has. But what I love about it as well is that it has tremendous gripping action in it as well. And it has the right amount of spy stuff in it. And by that, I mean, I find sometimes with spy dramas, they can be hard to follow. As you've kind of alluded to, they're of a type, you know, maybe the guy with the hole in the sock or whatever. But this cuts away from all that. All the twists and turns, they're followable. And, you know, admittedly, intellectual person like me can follow it without getting lost in what's going on here. It is a gripping drama. And it's not just Gary Oldman, even though he is a powerhouse in this. Kirsten Scott Thomas is in there. Jack Lowden's in there. There are brilliant surrounding cast as well.
Yeah. There's even a nod in one of the episodes to Le Carré, because this is kind of a grungy version of Le Carré, because they talk about George Smiley. Well, Smiley retired a few times and came back. So there's always the opportunity to come back. Anyway, you're going to play us a couple of clips.
Yeah, so let me give you a sense of the great Jackson Lamb character in this, Gary Oldman's character. Here he is about to give the team a pep talk.
I don't normally do these kind of speeches, but this feels like a big moment and if it all turns to shit, I might not see any of you again. Useless. The lot of you. Working with you has been the lowest point in a disappointing career. Right. Cartwright, you're with me. Wait, what do we do? Well, try not to get caught for as long as you can. My money's on about 30 minutes.
Well, we can try and save Hassan.
Well, that'd be a sure way to get him killed. Go lock yourselves in a toilet somewhere.
And that's what he does all the time there. Johnny turns everything that you expect on its head.
Yeah, completely. And the thing I like about it as well is that you keep thinking he's going to show this side of himself where actually he really loves the Slow Horses. And I don't want to give a spoiler, but I'm not sure he does. So there's, you know, these redemption stories we're used to in TV, that he starts out as a gruff character. There have been four seasons. he stays pretty gruff throughout it all, I have to say. We don't find him having these redemption moments where he decides he's going to stop drinking whiskey and curse less. No. That hasn't happened thus far.
And he breaks wind frequently and noisily.
Yes, his flatulence is one of the stars of the show, as it has to be said. And he's prepared to do it in any particular scene. And you know what? If, like, I had to give a top three or even top 10 TV moments of the last 10 or 15 years, there's a scene in the first season where he shows up outside the gates of MI5, in essence attempting to break in, but decides to play the Proclaimers' "I Would Walk 500 Miles at Top Volume" in a bid to get in. And look, you'll just have to watch it because it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But there is high drama in this as well. We have, you know, again, without giving spoilers, we have planes flying towards the centre of London. We have Russian spies up to poisoning. We have all sorts of gritty drama in it, as well as Jackson Lamb.
Now, we have so many comedic moments as well. I mentioned the flatulence, the breaking wind. And you have another scene where he might be somewhat concerned about his lifestyle and his health.
Yeah. Now, the thing was, I did think, I should get you know, some more clips to show some of the other cast. Like, Kirsten Scott Thomas is brilliant in this. She's this icy but smart woman who's in charge of the upper echelons of M15. And she's to deal with dodgy politicians and stuff like that. But there is another scene where he goes for his medical. And take a listen to this.
How's the drinking?
Fine, thanks.
No, I mean, how much are you drinking?
Oh, I don't know. Two or three bottles a week.
Wine?
Whiskey.
I thought we talked about this.
Oh, it doesn't affect my work. And besides, I've got all to do, which is well within my comfort zone.
This is a service medical. There's a limit to the amount of units you can consume a week.
What's the limit?
14.
Put that then.
I'm not allowed to lie.
You're not lying, I am. I told you 14. Put that.
Smoking?
I quit.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't had one for, 27 minutes.
So, John, I'm coming to the end of Series 3 and I will embrace Series 4. Will there be any more, do you think, or is that it?
Yeah, and the thing is, you're in for a treat with season four as well. If anything, I think 3 and 4 are the best so far. Even though 1 and 2 were great, I was surprised by how they continue to kick it out of the park. It's green lit for season 5. Plus, this chap, Mick Herron, has a lot of these novels. So they could work it for a long time. Now, you know, one needs to be careful. You know, I think maybe 6 seasons if we want to take The Sopranos as the golden arc of TV, you know, 1 to 6 is probably a good way of doing things. There will be a season 5. I would caution, maybe they should stop at season 6. But let's see. I'm enjoying it so far.
But the main thing is that although the cast collectively are brilliant, without Gary Oldman as Jackson Lamb, it just wouldn't happen.
No, it wouldn't. And there would be no real point to it. But he shows no signs of going anywhere. And he clearly loves this role. And why wouldn't he? He gets to eat kebabs and fart and be the cleverest man in the room. Every man's dream, I guess.
And never wash his hair.
No, exactly.
John, what have you got on screen time this week?
I'll be giving you all the TV shows and movies to stream or indeed skip.
Okay, John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.